This morning we look at smoking. And these days, 2 out of 3 long-term smokers are likely to die from their tobacco use. Although the number of regular smokers is decreasing, for those that are still smoking, it can be hard to get out of the habit. Here's the latest statistics. In 2015, 9% of the WA population aged 18 years and over were daily smokers, just over where 1,900 people were hospitalised because of it. Also of concern is that 5% of WA secondary school students aged between 12 and 17 years reported they were regular smokers in 2014. Let's learn more about the current state of smoking. Department of Health Principal Tobacco Policy Officer Dishan Wirasuriya and Cancer Council's Emily Box are with me for Fitter Happier. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
So, Dishan, why do people start smoking?
Oh, that's an interesting question, Annie. A lot of people, you know, say that it's a choice, but in actual fact, you know, very often people may start as part of youthful experimentation. The problem is that, you know, we all know now about the dangers of nicotine and the addictiveness and the fact that very soon smoking doesn't become a free choice.
Okay. I heard this year that it was like World Tobacco Day and it had something to do with social disadvantage. What is that about?
World No Tobacco Day, and yeah. that's probably Emily's area of expertise. We in the health department work with a number of key partners. The Cancer Council WA is one of our major partners, and Emily's speciality is actually in working with smoking and disadvantage.
Okay, Emily, so why do you think people start smoking in terms of social disadvantage?
Well, it's a complex relationship, I suppose. The social environment that people often living in or grow up in, poorer education, less access to health service, stable employment and housing can lead to people hanging around or growing up in households where people are smoking around them. So it makes them more vulnerable to taking up smoking, but also makes it harder for people to quit if everybody is smoking around them, which then feeds back into their disadvantage, because if you are a smoker, you're more likely to experience financial stress and also obviously health issues, which, as you can imagine, if someone's experiencing cancer caused by smoking, it's harder for them to have stable work, mm-hmm. which then feeds back into their disadvantage that they're yeah. experiencing.
So do you think people who have parents that smoke are more likely to start smoking, or would that set an example where they would prefer not to?
It's certainly the research shows that people with family members that do smoke, they're more likely to take up smoking themselves. So
oh, really?
More, I suppose, sets the example that, smoking is a norm. And so if you're growing up in an environment where smoking is the norm, you're more likely to take it up yourself.
So generally are less people picking up smoking than in previous years?
Look, we are at relatively record lows in smoking, 9% of the general population in WA. But look, there's always room for improvement, and there are areas of major concern, especially in relation to areas of social disadvantage. Aboriginal people, prisoners, people with mental illness, there are a number of areas where we have concerns. I think the latest figure for expectant mums was also of concern.
So single parents, they're more likely to be smokers as well. And it's up to, you know, 6 times the general population, socially disadvantaged population groups are smoking. So that's people experiencing or at risk of homelessness, people living with a mental illness, like Dishan said, people with problematic alcohol and other drug use, they're more likely to smoke than the general population, which means they're more likely to experience financial inequalities, health inequalities, and disability as well.
Oh, that's interesting. So, Dishan, what are the health consequences for people that smoke?
Major ones, cancer, lung disease, heart disease and circulatory issues. The US Surgeon General put out a report a few years back, which I think summed it up pretty nicely for everybody. It pretty much said that the toxins, the poisons from cigarette smoking goes everywhere where your blood goes. There's a wide range of disease and illness and suffering that's caused by smoking.
Do the same things that affect long-term smokers affect short-term smokers?
Look, there probably are some differences there. Sort of short term, you're probably more likely to experience, you know, coughing, asthma, respiratory type, you know, irritation. Whereas I think longer term, you'd be more concerned about, you know, things like diseases like cancer or heart disease developing.
Mm. So how does someone stop smoking? What would you recommend?
Look, I think the first thing is you have to decide that you want to give up, and there's probably a number of reasons why you might want to come to that decision. I mean, apart from your health, I think there are definitely strong reasons around family, not exposing children to your cigarette smoke, because that's another thing we know, that secondhand smoke also does a lot of damage to those that are around you. There's even evidence, you know, starting to emerge now about a phenomenon, you know, known as third-hand smoke, or where the particulates, the toxins from cigarettes, the smoke actually adheres to furniture, to your hair, to your clothes. People probably experience it, you know, when they've been out and about and around people who smoke heavily, that it does tend to linger on your clothes and on anything where those particles can adhere to. And then if they can be redisturbed, they again, you know, can cause problems for people who breathe those particles into their lungs or are exposed to them.
Okay. So do we know if things like e-cigarettes or vape pens or nicotine patches, do we know if they work?
Things like nicotine patches, there's a couple of other medications as well that have been approved by the Australian Therapeutic Goods Administration. We know that there's sound scientific evidence to back those up. With e-cigarettes, I think there's still a lot more research that needs to go into those before we can, for a start, say that they're safe to use, and secondly, say that they're any good at actually helping people to give up smoking.
Okay. So, Emily, what do you think people should do if they want to stop smoking?
There's a number of services that people can access. So there's the Quit Line, and for those that don't know, the Quit Line, you can call them on 13 78 48, and they're trained counsellors that will support people throughout quitting. So you don't have to be quitting at that moment when you call them. You can chat to them and they'll help you plan out your quit attempt and then support you while you are quitting as well. They've got a callback service, so if you call them up and say, hey, can I register for the callback service? They'll call you every day at a time that you've suggested. So you could say, Tuesday at 9 a.m, can you call me at those times? And they'll keep calling you back. And that's at no cost to you. People can also ask to speak to an Aboriginal counsellor if they like as well. People can also access support from their GP, and that would be a good place to go if you did want to access things like patches or other medications to help quit smoking. And some of those are available at a cheaper price on the PBS. And there's also things like the Make Smoking History website, makesmokinghistory.org.au, which has information about quitting. And there's apps, My Quit Buddy app, which gives people information about quitting and what's happening to their body while they are quitting. And it's got games that people can play as a distraction. So instead of smoking, you know, play a game on your phone. And there's another app for people who are expectant mothers or have had a baby, which is called Quit For You, Quit For Two, and that'll give you updates on your baby's growth and how your body's recovering after smoking as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and telling us about smoking. That was Dishna Wirasoria and Emily Box telling us about smoking and why we shouldn't do it. You're listening to RTR FM, The Sound Alternative.